fruits. I remember last time, several times, I came to this place and gave talks on different topics. Today's topic also very important to understand some concepts of Buddhism, and also we can correct ourselves to have happy life within this lifetime and hereafter as well. First of all, we should know the meaning of karma. Karma is the Pali word. Pali means the language used by the Buddha. Sanskrit word is karma. The root of this word is kar. Kar means to do. In other words, we can say that it's action or deed. In this context, we can't say that all deeds or actions have karma. Generally, etymologically, that is the meaning, action or deed. But under this topic, there must be something else with that word. What is that? That is the intention or volition, will. If anyone does anything verbally, physically or mentally with intention, that sort of intentional word, deeds and thoughts are considered to be karma. Or karma, this context. So now you know that if anything happens accidentally, for example, you know that we walk most of the time. When we walk, you may step on some insect and they die. You do not do any bad deed doing that, happening that, because you don't have intention to kill those insects. It is the happening accidentally. And you know that on some occasions, others may think that you are doing something wrong, but it may affect on them negatively. But if you don't have intention to do any kind of bad deeds towards yourself or others, even though others consider that it is a bad deed, but it is not a bad deed because it is accidental thing. So I think that now you understand what is the karma in Buddhism. You know that the Dhammapada, that's the handbook of the Buddhists. There are 426 sansas in that book. You know, that's a very good translation done by Venerable Kesari Dhammananda with the explanation of Dhamma points with some stories, the Dhamma Pada. And also Venerable Narada Sri Lanka, he also translated the Pali to English. That is also called Dhamma Pada. Very good book. If you can read, you can gain a lot of knowledge about the Dhamma. In that Dhamma book, the opening gathas, two stanzas. Let me recite one of them in Pali. Mano pubbangama dhamma mano setta manomaya manasate paduddhena bahasativa karotiva tatonang dukkhamanveti chakkang vaktopada. These are the Pali terms. Mano pubbangama dhamma. You know, the mind is the forerunner. Mano setta. Mind is chief. Everything, the thoughts made in mind. Mind goes first. If one commit any physical, verbal or mental activity with crooked mind, with polluted mind, paduddhena manasa, because of that, the bad result, bad fruits, follows that person. It's a very good simile given by the Buddha. I think that you can't see the go-kart means, you know, that the cart drawn by the ox. But here you can't see, because you can see the horses, they are riding the cart. No, the Buddha gave the simile. When the cart is drawn by ox or the horse, the wheel follow the hoof of that wheel. And if he goes in the level flow, no harm at all, but normal way, no even everywhere. Wherever he goes, that those wheels also follow and get down and up in the depression and some places, and it may hurt him because he has to drag it with effort when it goes down. So that is the simile given by the Buddha. So somehow, if one does commit unwholesome activities or the deed or thoughts or words with crooked, unwholesome thoughts, that is the nature, and the suffering follows him, just like the wheel follows the hoof of the ox. So if we also do any wrong thing with polluted mentality, the same thing happens to us. At this moment and hereafter, within this lifetime and immediately after death, in the next life as well, we have to undergo untold sufferings as a result of committing bad things. On the other hand, if we do anything with pure mentality, you accumulate lots of merits in your heart, and because of that, you can experience happiness. Manasa che pasanne bhasati va karo sukhamanve. Happiness follows you. As the shadow never leaves him, always shadow goes with the person. That is the thing that you want to try to. No heaviness, no problem, no trouble. You can have happiness. So now we know that what is the karma? Karma is the action with intention. It can be divided into two groups, good karma and bad karma. The result of bad karma is suffering. The result of good karma, happiness. That happiness or suffering can be or has to be experienced at this moment, hereafter, and also next life as well. Now I think so far it is so clear. Again the Buddha explains in this way. What is that? This karma, you know, as I said, experience at this moment. Ditta dhamma vedaniya karma. Classification of karma according to the the way. Ditta dhamma, where you experience it. Ditta dhamma vedaniya karma means the karmic energy that one has to experience within this moment, at this moment. How and the way we experience, not necessary to wait for another life or take time to experience the badness of the karma immediately after doing that. Good or bad? Good, you can experience happiness. Bad, you know, the suffering. Let us now look at how it happens. Verbally, physically or mentally, if something done, after that, you know that nowadays people say that they have the anxieties, they suffer from anxiety and worries, stress. When they go up, then they say depression. And also again, when it lasts for a long time, it suppresses. You know how it builds up? Anxious, restlessness, worries, stress, depression, suppression, and then oppression. That is the way. The Buddha explains everything very clearly. If you do something wrong, because of that, you may feel worried. And also, when you think about that, when mind goes, when the mental images come to your mind, then you can't have happiness. You know, after doing anything, you may do different things with happy mood at the time when you do it, and after your action, when you reflect, when you pay your attention what you have done, then the mental images deposited in your heart can appear in your mind. That is why we know that some people, they have the traumatic conditions, and we say that it come from different ways, post-traumatic and so on, not because of the tragic situation or incident. It can happen because of your bad doing. So if you do something wrong, then you feel uneasy, even though you may feel little bit some sort of relaxation at that particular moment. But if you have that relaxation because the relief of pressure of what you want to do, but the karmic energy that you accumulate by doing so can affect on in the negative way. Kamma, another meaning I can give that, it is the bad energy, negative energy. When you engage in negative activities, negativities, you accumulate negative energy within your consciousness. So at this moment, Ditta Dhamma Vedana. And where the karma is deposited? Can you tell me where the karma is deposited? No? No one. Beg your pardon? Where the mind is? Another problem. Can you tell me where the mind is? It's a big question. Some people say that it is deposited in our heart. Some people say that it is deposited in our mind, in our brain, in our body. Different answers. It is like a question asking, where are the apples in the tree out of season? After season, if I ask you point in the apple tree, friend tell me where this apple tree has apple, you can't see. But the potential of producing apple is in that tree. So if you take or think that the karma is deposited in our mind, it gives you another problem, because we, as Buddhists, we don't believe the soul, everlasting soul. So one can argue that if it is deposited in our mind, then that mind is the thing that we are calling the soul, transmitting from one life to another. So the good answer, I believe, you can't say that. My mind also like us, one of our senses. No, it's like one of our senses. In one of the Dhamma discourse, in Majjhima Nikaya, middle length discourses, the Buddha explains, you know, the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, consciousness arises through nose, consciousness arises through tongue, consciousness arises through body, body consciousness, all these consciousness come into being depending on the conditions. There must be eye, visual object, context. Chakkuncha rupancha chakkuncha rupeja paticca upajje chakku vinyana. Then that consciousness come into being. You understand what I say? And it is labeled, it is known according to the fuel that we give. That means when you see something and when the consciousness arises due to the conditions, then we say that it is, see that we label it by that name. Then you have the fire from the wood, we can say that wood fire, and so on. So when the mind has thoughts, then consciousness comes. Then they separately, when they get together, depending on the conditions, we can say. So there's no any particular everlasting place in our mind for all the, you know, the transmigrating soul or something like that. If we say that it is deposited in that particular place, then we have to accept that idea as well. So somehow we know that the Buddha says, or we can answer it is like a question asking, pointing a tree, that we are the fruits in that tree out of this. So when the conditions are present, water, weather and other things, then flourish, few flowers, and flowers come into nuts and the fruits. So again, the karmic energy is another something which is always with mind and body combination. It comes after that, we don't know where it is. But you know that in Mahayana tradition, they say that Alevinyana means storehouse of consciousness. Everything is deposited in that, lasts for a short long time, and it manifests in different forms in due course. And also in psychology, this has that, you know, that the collective consciousness, and all the memories repressed in their unconscious level of mind, especially the Sigmund Freud, father of psychoanalysis, he says that this mind has three levels: preconscious, unconscious, and conscious mind. So whatever we do, the shadows of what we do is deposited in that level. It can manifest in different forms, in dreams or some other forms. So that is their point of view. But according to the Theravada Buddhist tradition, there's no any particular place, but we can't say that it doesn't go, but it goes depending on dependent origination. Another very important topic that we have to know. Dependent origination. Paticca samuppada. Because of this, that comes to be. Because of that, nothing is comes to be. Cessation of this, that teaches. That theory, I don't. It is not my topic today. Another time. One day we can talk here. So somehow, this karmic energy, as I mentioned earlier, the one who does or commits bad things has to undergo sufferings within this period of time. If you do something wrong, then tonight you have to suffer. So thoughts come, memories come, I have done this thing. If I haven't done it, it would be much better. Or if you did not do the good thing, again you worry. If I have done this, that would be better. If I came to listen to Dhamma sermon today, it would be much better. And still you have the suffering. So somehow that is the Ditta Dhamma Vedana. And again the Buddha says, it lasts until our last moment of this life. How can it happen? We know that most of the time I have to go to the hospitals when our friends are on their deathbed to bless them. Some people seem to be very happy through their body language and their facial expressions. I can see that on their last moment, last time, they are very happy. In some cases, I can see that they are not happy at all, because they can't say peace in their body language. They can't talk, but in their body language, you can see that they are uneasy. Why? The major factor, I don't say that it is the only factor, major factor would be the bad karmic energy function at that particular. The Buddha says, kamma kamma nimiti. At the moment when you are on your deathbed, generally, not talking about you, the kamma can appear. Kamma means the picture of what you have done. they can appear in your mind. And also the energy that you accumulated at the time you're doing, that also can appear. The evil doer, they suffer because all the bad deeds they done appear. The good doer, they become happy for seeing and feeling all the things that they have done. So at this moment, you know that the dying moment, if one dies with confused mentality, no doubt at all, the next life will be in awful places. On the other hand, when one dies with pleasant mentality, that person rebirth will be in better places. What are the awful places and happy places? You know that human life is very good place, human world. And also, we can't see with our naked eyes, but the Buddha and other wise people, they explain, because they gain that knowledge, heavenly worlds in the universe. They born in heavenly world because of the good deeds that they perform this lifetime. And also the Brahma world, sublime world. Those who passed away when they are in their meditative absorption, they born in Brahma world. Leave those things now. And bad places, Hirachana, you know, the animals and spirits, ghosts, demigods and all that. So now we can see the human world and the animal world. What is the difference? You can see big difference. You know that the scientifically, technologically, we are high. We use the devices and all these things, machinery and these things, for our happiness. In the winter, we use the heaters. In the summer, coolers, the air conditioner. And not only 1, 2, 3, thousand and thousand devices for our happiness. Think about a kangaroo or polar bear. Oh, I don't know the name, certain names, still they are in the forest. Can they be away from all these sufferings that they have to undergo day to day? You know, in our temple, in the countryside, and nearby, the cattle farm. In the winter, midnight, I hear screaming, cattle. On some days, with cool, I cover my body and I go with torch and they are screaming due to the wind. They can't avoid that. They have to undergo. Because they don't have that satellite, they don't have mind, they can't think about. Not only that, even though there are churches, temples, mosques and everything, the next adjoining property, the cattle's property, temple is here. I came here about 1.5 hours, I think, today, to give the talk. They can come with the other side of the fence, but so far no one has come to the temple because they do not know the validity of the good action. Efficacy of the good deeds. So see, even though churches, mosques and other religious places around them, but no mind to think about. So that is why it is called, they born as animal, live as animal, die as animal. But the human beings, they born as human beings, and some people live as animals, spirits, but the wise people, they live as human or divine or Brahma, and sometimes they achieve supermundane status, and also achieve the Buddhahood as well. So somehow, the bad deeds, if you do bad karma, then one has to undergo bad or sufferings. Their fruits are not good. They can't have good fruits, bad fruits. And also those who do the good things, they can experience happiness. Even in the human world, you know that the differences. Some people can say it is not because of this karmic problem. The Buddha also doesn't say that it is because of the karma. Karma is not the only thing. So there are some other factors for differences. What are those factors? You remember? Karma is the only thing that differentiates the people or our conditions? No. Karma is the most effective factor for the differences. But there are some other factors. What is the first thing? Utuniya. Utu means the weather condition. Seasonal changes determined by, you know, the you can say that laws of determined by seasonal changes. Utuniya. The weather conditions. You know that some people, their behavior, their, you know, the utilities different from other groups because of the weather. You know, Sri Lanka is a tropical country. That is why I am so white. So somehow we don't use these things in Sri Lanka, not necessary at all. It was very warm, 30-35 degrees all the time. But here when we come, we have to use all these things. It is not because of the bad karma. Some people can say that is because of the bad or good karma. But it is not bad, it is because of the weather. Utuniya. Utuniya. Not only the clothes and other things, but you know that the behavioral patterns, their food, their way of, you know, the living, all these. Not because of the karma, because of the weather conditions may differ. Another thing is bijaniya. What is the bijaniya? Bijaniya means, you know, the because of that law, because of the law of seeds or germs, when you plant an apple, then plant, you can have apple fruit. And also when you plant orange, what? You can get the orange. Orange is orange. So why it is? Because of the law of seeds or germs. That is another reason for differences. Another thing is dhammaniya. The law of nature. Of nature. In some cases, you can see that it is because of the nature. You can't change it. And again, law of mind. Gravity. That is the law of nature. When you put something up, throw something up, then it comes back. It's a natural law. Another thing is law of psyche, mind. Mind, you know, that comes into being and passing away very quickly. Thoughts come into being and passing away. That's the nature of the psyche. The fifth one is the law of karma. But the karma is the most powerful effective factor for all differences. So somehow I explain at the moment you have to experience that. You know, the suffering or happiness as a result of doing good and bad. And again I explained, as a result of doing that, after death also one has to experience happiness and bad. So that is called you know, ditta dhamma upapajjave aparapari, not only the next life. According to the Buddha, everyone has to be born again and again in this cycle of rebirth until we achieve the liberation. Next life, if you can't, then again we go. Think about the 100 times worth in the future. There may be some karmic energy hidden, and it could appear in 100 years time or 100 birth time. That is the nature of the karma, because it waits until the conditions get together to manifest it in its own way. So that is the nature. And one day, what happened to the all comers? They distinguished or the extinguished. They get extinguished. Have you heard about the Angulimala, the Arahant? Yes. What happened to him? Actually, he was advised by his teacher to make a garland, the big fingers, not the flowers, 1,000. That is because of the he wanted to put him in trouble, so his teacher advised him to make a garland with fingers of other people. Then he started killing, kill, and collected 999 fingers to make that chain. And you know that done, that come. But the Buddha appeared finally, and he instructed him to do the meditation in the right way. And what happened to the karma that he accumulated so far? It got extinguished. That is another type of karma, and it is another way it happened. So somehow I wanted to tell you that some karma affects this life and the next life and in the future lives, and finally if any remains, if you practice the right way to get rid of all bad karma, and when you have maturity in your spiritual life, then all these things get extinguished. So far I have explained about the karma, about what is the time now? Five past. You want me to talk or you want to discuss about the karma? If you ask question, I can contribute something. But would you?
One question.
Yes.
I just want to say that if I step on an inside and it dies. So for the insect being killed by me, is it because in his past life he has done some bad karma against me? So this life is
actually we can't say that, because if you think so, you can say, but we can't say that it is because of his bad karma done towards you. It's an accidental thing. Beg your pardon?
So you mean that not all the things that you receive
is because of the karma? No. Not everything happens due to the karma. Karma is one of the major factor for differences among beings, but everything is not because of the karma. You understand? There may be some other reasons. You know, for our life, for example, we know that's an interesting thing. Nowadays we hear that the tsunami happened. The people victims and they died. Earthquake. You know, the last night, near night before, in Malaysia or where? Indonesia.
Indonesia.
And also Samoa. All these things. In 2004, Sri Lanka, 50,000 gone. Malaysia, how many? Victim for tsunami? 300,000? You from Malaysia or Indonesia or some? Yes?
That could be also caused by some.
Maybe.
I mean, even if it doesn't appear that, like, that it's caused by our actions in our past life, it could be. Like, you know, I think there are some beliefs or some people believe in that your life is already, or like key incidents in your life are already predetermined when you're born, or like from your own whole life to your karma or things like that. So maybe there has to be some kind of suffering for, let's say, 50,000 people that are hit by a tsunami, even if it sounds really strange, that it was just like an incident that all of them needed in their life, or like the karma actually got into action. It was a very far-fetched.
No, I didn't say that it is because of the karmic energy. It is not because of the bad karma. It's because of the law of the nature. You understand?
But to be in the wrong place at the wrong time is some kind of karma.
That is what we need to understand properly.
Yeah.
Maybe they were there because of the karma. Or maybe not because of the karma, because of another reason.
Okay.
That is why I mentioned another four reasons. It's because of the law of nature, law of seeds, law of weather patterns, and law of some other reason.
I always mentioned them with karma
too.
It's like being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Then we can connect everything.
Yes.
It's because of the karma.
Yes.
It is not Buddhism. It's your philosophy.
Okay.
So we do not know, dear friend, we do not know, but maybe. But if one develops his mind up to that level to see the reasons for the things happening, then we can say exactly it's because of this reason. It's because of that reason. The Buddha could say so. Because he achieved that highest level of mind. So that is why he said that we can guess, but we can't say exactly this is the reason. Understand?
So,
that's right. Because of the karma and the weather pattern. Both can get together. Yeah, that's right. You can see that too. Karma and the weather. Yes?
Who controls the weather pattern for the law of space and everything?
What do you think about that? What do you think? Then I can answer.
I just thought it could be the nature.
That's the answer. Yes. Now you expected another answer from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're telling truth. Usually, yes.
Can I put
put this question like in another way. So why do you think this comes into exist in this world? I mean nature, music, nature, from what is the perspective? Can you explain
why people, why beings are beings live in this world?
And also the rules of nature.
I couldn't understand what you asked.
Why the rules of nature?
Use?
Like the law of nature.
I think they explain it in a different way. Correct me if I'm wrong. But it's a great question. Four reasons that you mentioned a while ago about a lot of detail, a lot of weather, and also the karma. So all these things, why? How do they exist?
You know that we think about your assignment. Think of the assignment given by your teacher or the lecturer or tutor. For five people, they think in five ways. You collect some information, maybe relevant to your topic. The other one collect some half relevant, half Red Cross. Later on. Another one, not that much. One may collect the exactly right information for that topic. So, different wise people analyze and give the factual, you know, the thing regarding this life and the world around us. You know, there are some religious teachers, Jesus Christ and Muhammad, and you know there some other Hindu teachers, give different ideas. The Buddha also, one of the, as I believe, the greatest religious teacher. We don't belittle others because they also done the great service for the universe. According to the Buddha's analysis, depending on his enlightenment, when he looked at the person and explained what is this person, what are the things that included in this particular body and the mind, look at the world external, and he saw this is the person. And in some cases, you know that not the visible thing. We can't see with our naked eyes, but Buddha thought about why this happened. What is the reason for this? So he realized this is the nature. These are the reasons for differences among people and the differences among these things in this world. So that is the Buddhist point of view. As Buddhists, we respect what Buddha says. That is why we are, and we practice Buddhism believing that it is enough for our liberation. That is why you could become Buddhist. And that is the Buddhist point of view. But the Buddha says that, in general, you know that some people say that it is the message given by so and so. So, I am the person passing this message to coming generation. Whether it is right or not, you have to believe it. That's a general way. I am a satcham mogavanya. In some cases, I can see when I read the scriptures, in the ancient times, also some Brahmins, they say that this is the truth, you have to accept it. Others are not truth, this is the only truth. I am a satcham mogavanya. And the Buddha's way of teaching is completely different. Why? The Buddha asked, invite. Ehi pastiko, when you worship the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, he says, Ehi pastiko, opanaiko, pachchattang, veritabbo, vinyuhi. Ehi pastika means, come and investigate. Freedom of thoughts, given by the Buddha, unheard from anywhere else in the religious history. freedom of thought. So that is the Buddhist point of view, but still it is open for you to investigate. If you can find out more information regarding that, then you can say that that is wrong because the Buddha is not the right person. He has done something wrong. I can see this in different ways. You understand? Yeah, what you say is in you know, the one of the Dhamma discourse called the Girimananda Sutta. I think that you heard about it. That is the Dhamma discourse teaching. The Buddha says some suffering, you know, the, in our day-to-day life. Citta samuttana, temma samuttana, and so on. Citta samuttana, one diseases. Problems, sufferings come because of the imbalance chemical condition of our body, physical body. Some mental problems, psychological, you know, the disorders, they come through chemical imbalance of our brain. Brain, you know, the transmitters. So now we know that there are two reasons: chemical imbalance of the body, chemical imbalance of brain, neurotransmitters. And again the Buddha says some sufferings like diseases and so on, it's due to because of the improper behavioral patterns, bad behavioral patterns. If you roam on street not the right times, then you get victimized to some problem, troubles. It's not because of the karma, as he said, he can connect it to the karma. But if you, this availability to avoid that, you don't avoid that, and you roam in the street on wrong time, then some other bad people come and do something wrong towards you. It's because of the behavior, bad behavior. And also, you know that some other diseases and sufferings people have to undergo, like liver cirrhosis and things like that, due to the living patterns, drinking too much and smoking too much. Then you can say that too much means okay to have a little bit. Yes.
So in a certain state, suffering, so it's some kind of sick karma, right? It's like the fruit of your action. It is maybe not karma in that way that you intentionally bad or something like that. It was just meant to be there. But if you like have a liver disease because of your genes, right? You're born with it.
Maybe. It may be because of the combination of karma and the genetical things.
Yeah.
But in some cases, according to the doctor's explanation, it's not because of the karma, it is of having too much of drink.
Not if it's genetic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Not if it is genetic, then the doctors say that after they are, you know, the investigation and all that, it is because of you have this much of drinks that affect on your stomach or the liver. Yeah, maybe two reasons for that. Now you understand it is not because of the karma. May I? Suffering from what?
Too much alcohol or because of
Yeah, if you can't see any reason for that, then you can say this is because of the karma. Kamma vipakaja abada. How can you say that it's not because of the karma? Not this, within this lifetime. You see, as I said, there may be some other reasons, but doctors also cannot find out the reason. Relatives also cannot find out the reason. You people also cannot find out the reason. No one is able to find out the reason. Then what is the reason? That is the reason. That is what Buddha says, kamma vipakaja abada, in his words. I mentioned the Buddha's word, pitta samutthana abada, suffering from the imbalance of the chemical, suffering from the imbalance of the neurotransmitters, kamma vipakaja abada, semma vipakaja abada, opakkamika abada, using the unnecessary things like drinks and smoking, and finally the Buddha says, kamma vipakaja abada. If you can't find out any reason, then you have to think about that. If you don't think about that, then you have to keep quiet. another thing, karma, you think that the thing that they are doing within this lifetime, no. Maybe the previous existence, they must have done good or bad. I am not telling that they have done something wrong. Yeah, I mean, that is why it is in the Mangala Sutta. You answered into the phone?
No.
The merits or demerits done in his or her previous existence can affect this lifetime. Rebirth, reincarnation, re-becoming, different terms. We can't say that reincarnation. There is no soul to be incarnated. How can we accept the reincarnation? Rebirth. Rebirth is after death, when the conditions happen. Rebirth is like living in our day-to-day life. You know, all physical and mental conditions coming into being and passing away, appearing another set of physical, chemical and mental energy. It's passing away, appearing another set of mind and body. It's passing away, creating another set of mind and body. When one dies, the same thing happens. Leaves the body here because it is too old, and the mind, same thing, it's also depending on the conditions, born in another place. You think that the human world, think about the ants, you know, the black ants, white ants, how many can you count? Tell me how many in one place, then I can give the answer. So many, not animal world, human world, divine world, Brahma world. The Buddha says it's like us throwing a piece of stick up. When you throw it up there, it may come and get stuck this end first time. When you throw it up again, it can come like this. Again, when you throw it up, it can come like this. Again, you throw like this. Buddha says in one of the Dhamma discourse, it's the same as our life. One time you may be born in human world, after that in the animal world, and again in the Brahma world, Deva world, in the as a dust mite or something like that. Yeah, yeah. It's a very, very subtle point. I'm not running away or going to that. It's a very subtle point. So that is why I said that when these physical and mental conditions disappear, creating another set of physical and mental conditions, they disappear. And again come, depending on the, you know, the conditions, reasons. So if you do, if someone does bad things, then according to that condition, they will be born in same place, not the same person. He can't say that it is not the same person. He can't say that it is not the completely different person. It's like a photocopy. Originally same, but the copy is different. The copy. Class? I don't know. Yeah, reasons. Different reasons. Not only one reason.
But some
you cannot find out?
Yes.
What? It's because we... what happened to you? If you don't like... if you don't mind, tell open. We can find out the reason for the problem you have. We can't say that it is. We can't say that those who do the good thing have to undergo sufferings all the time. But in reality, in some cases, it could be because it is not because of the good thing that they are doing at the moment. It is the bad thing that they have done in the past. You said that's the only one question you have. If you, if someone come, if blame you, then think that if someone blames me, what I do is this. I let him to do that. Do it and go back. If you cook and try to serve me, if I don't take it, then he has to eat or take it with him. You don't eat it. That's the most important thing. But the thing is here, before finishing his cooking, you are going to take it and eat it. No idea? No, no, we can't change everything happen to us. We have to have firm and calm mentality. Why do you use the shoes or the slippers? Do you use the umbrella? No? No, no, so do I, yes, you said yes. Sometimes, not all the time. Not necessary to use the umbrella here in this place. And shoes, I can see the shoes. No, 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 let me. Why we use all these things? Why you use slippers or umbrella? To protect ourselves. Imagine a heavy rain out there, or some rain. Can you make the canopy or the cover up there to protect yourself from here to your place? No. You use an umbrella to protect yourself from the rainwater. Wait. One at a time. I said to them that, that's a very, very funny joke. One day, a gentleman, man, came to take me for the lunch. Usually, the Buddhist monks taken to lunch and breakfast in their places. And he put, because he did not know the way to go there, because not to his place, another place. and he put the, you know, the, what is that?
GPS.
And started directing him, saying that 8 meters away you have to turn right turn, left right turn. He got angry and said that Bante. When I was at home, my wife started saying like this, do this, this, that is. This lady also trying to do that. This lady also doing the same thing. I said that you have to change the voice. That's another voice as well. So somehow I wanted to tell you that we have to protect ourselves by using a particular thing for us. We can't change and we can make everything equal for ourselves. You can't, you know, even the flow to go comfortably, but you use the shoes. So there may be some other criticism, negative, positive, and blame and sufferings and all these things. Don't take them to your heart. Let them do what they want, but be mindful and have understanding and do what you are doing. Is that right? That is the way to success life, successful life.
So you want to say, so if other people are suffering, even if they are doing good deeds in this life, and I can see that and think, oh yeah, why do they have cancer now? So the answer is like, maybe there had been Hitler in the past time, or in the past life, and they accumulated so much bad karma that it maybe lasts for this life and the next life. They have to do a lot of good karma to like compensate or like to wear off.
Yeah, one day they have, if they wanted to get the liberation,
yeah,
according to the Buddhist point of view, one day gradually they have to mature up the good side.
So like, we just say, well, that is their life, that is their business, and actually like I don't have to feel bad about it because
yeah,
self-inflicted harm on the self.
Yes.
It is a karma, so I'm not actually like...
No, karma, another thing is that karma is not a fixed one. It could be changed by himself.
Yes.
Others also can support.
But not by others, right?
Others can give the support, you, support.
But I can't take away your karma.
I also can't take your karma. But I can show you the way to get rid of that karma according to the Buddha's advice.
Okay.
That is what we are doing here. I am at the moment also doing the same thing.
So you were saying that we can sleep on in karma in a sense that we don't know what kind of bad karma we have collected before in a previous life. So if we were keep on doing a lot of good karma, we're going to compensate with bad karma. So in a way of bargaining with karma,
I got what you are going to ask. Another simile given by the Buddha. Take the big the container. And small one. Same cup. And we have full of water here. And the other one has little bit of water. You take a piece of salt, and put into the cup which has little bit of water. And what happened to that water? Get salt. And the same amount of salt then you take and put in the cup which has full of water. Then what happens? Not that much. Sometimes you may not feel salty because of the water, full of water. So, you see that if you have the bad karma up to a certain extent, if you can do lot more and more and more good karma, then what happened to that bad karma? Nullify.
You mean bad karma is the salt or the water?
No, it depends on the cup.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a salt, bad gum, or good gum, right? So it depends. If you have the more water, then nullified. You may not feel like salt. Try when you go back home. Put some water. Anything? Actually, 10 minutes earlier, I have to leave here. Because of some other, the cancer patient has come to temple to get blessings. Lot of cancer patients, everywhere. Last 3 months, I had to attend the 8 funeral sites of cancer. I don't know why. Do the research on that. Anything, any question? It's not related to this session or the... Well, how can you relate? I have already explained about that. Where were you? So from the beginning up to now, we have discussed on that topic. No. Karma is one of the major factors. There are some other factors for the differences as all that. Okay, wake up and have a cup of tea. No, that's a joke. Now we have discussed karma and some other reasons. No, that is why it is, I have told it. There are some. You can explain. No, that is a good question. Actually, it is not because of the karma. There are some other reasons. That is why people have to undergo suffering of their diseases and all that. We can't say that this is the only reason. If you can't find out any particular reason, then there is bad karma. Yes?
Okay, I'm asking this question on behalf of him.
Why?
Because his expression of the question.
Right.
Yeah. So he's asking, in one of the Mahayana practices, there is a transference of merit. Dedication of merit. So the question is, during this dedication of merit, does the being that we dedicate the merit to, does the being receive any karma or any...
No, at the moment when you pass the good thoughts towards someone else who passed away earlier, actually we are doing the things like we are doing at the moment. We are sending the good thoughts, focusing that particular person. If that person is ready to accept what we pass, then that person can be happy. All the people, those who passed away, cannot share the merits that we send towards them. It is like the radio or the television, let's say television station or the radio station, they give the waves. They pass the wave, transmit waves. We have the machine here, television or the radio. Now also the radio, or the waves and television waves are here available. But we can't see any pictures or sound because we don't have the particular machine or device here. If you put it on, then you can hear or you can see the pictures. So even though you send the good thoughts towards them, that machine is not ready, then come. But that person has to be in a place where he needs the merit. And then we send thoughts, and then these two get together, become so happy, thinking that so much sense. So that is what is happening, that is what we believe. It is scientific. But the thing is that even though they don't share the merits with you at the moment when you sense, but we have to do, because so many passed away in the past in the cycle of rebirth. We can't say the beginning of the, it's like a question, N or the X. N or an X, we do not know which one came first. So we do not know where we came from, long way. So lot of relatives, friends in the past, maybe in some other places. Yes. If they are in the place where they can share the merit, one day a Brahmin came to Buddha and asked the question, Bhante, what we should do for the relatives, those who passed away? Then the Buddha said, you have to perform good activities and pass the good thoughts. Can everyone share the merits that we can? Then Buddha says, those who are in particular in right place can share the merits, those who are not in right place cannot share the merits. Another question for him. Then again he asked, Bhante, can you explain where are the right place where they can share and where are the wrong place where they can't share? Then he explained, one is born in human world, no expecting the merit from previous parents or anyone. So they can't. Born in animal world, they also can't. Born in some other lower places, they can't. But there's one place called Paradatta Upajivi. Para means others, Datta means given, Upajivi means living. They live depending on the merits that they receive from their relatives. Those who are in those places, they can share.
So where would you rank that world? Like below humans or above humans?
How can you say? Can you explain? Normally, generally, we can say that the human world, animal world, spirit world and everything is in this universe, in this world, some people. But according to the commentaries, they are higher. I don't know where. Divine and Brahma, and the others are lower than human. I don't know the exactly that place is located. That's right.
And the second
question is, do you think also offer some advice as to how can the law of karma be created to create a free life, create a life that you want? The thing is that we know that every one of us has to face the troubles and problems, children, young people, adults and everyone. No one is free from troubles. Anto jata, bahi jata, 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 bhaja, santang, gosam, bhutya, koi vam, jata. Tangles inside, tangles outside. All people are entangled in tangles, do the same. Problems, questions, economically, socially, scientifically, technologically. No one is free from everything. Educationally. So problems, troubles, uneasiness. So that's a very good question. That's a positive way, she asked. How can we face and how can we gain the peace of mind? Normally people make the mind pieces, into pieces. is that right? When they have to face the problems, they make their mind into pieces, not the piece. So but the thing is that you have to be mindful all the time. That's the first thing. Mindful. Be mindful. Try to be at this particular moment. Don't think too much about the past, future. Some people, they worry things about the past. Some people have endless planning in the future. The Buddha says, try to be at this particular moment. You may have some, you know, the long-term programs, plans. That's all right. But if you think too much about the plans, you can't achieve it. You have to have a long-term plan, and then you have to go from this moment to moment, moment to moment. That is the best thing. Don't think too much. Be mindful. Think in positive way. Positive thinking. Don't think negative way. Always you have to have a target. I will achieve this. And that's a positive thing. And again, effort. Have to make effort. Don't be lazy at any time. Some people, they are lazy by thinking that it is too cold, it is too heat, warm, I'm so hungry. When they have something, they think that I'm too full, I can't do it. No. You have to have right program. For me, I have a program. I do everything according to that. I do my study, do my meditation, and chanting, and social service, and religious service, and all this. I have to cater for about 1,500 families. Not easy. Because for four generations, elderly ones, young people like this, and also young adults and small children. So no problem for me because I am following the program. I wanted to tell you, I'm not boasting, I wanted to tell you if you follow the timetable, then you can. Effort, mindfulness, following timetable, no, don't be lethargic, and have positive thinking. You will be in the not that far. You can achieve it. And go to the destination very quickly. That is why I did. I don't know, another thing is, sir, that's very good. Because if your mind is free from all bad stuff, then you feel very good. So a lot of people, they come, because they come after suffering from the stress and all this, because of the family problems, job related things and study related things, and you know, the boys girls related things and lot of things. When they come, you talk to them and they become so happy, they have relaxation and go back and start fresh. And I think that is enough these days. In next year I can give you the book on Buddhism and these days I'm doing it and now nearly finished regarding different part of it. And when we finish, when I get the copy, I will send something. Regarding the common fruits as well. That's the one. So somehow today, may I stop now? With your permission. Right. It's on time. 10 minutes earlier. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And we had a very good time today. I think so. It is good time for me. I don't know you. About you. So somehow we learned something about Buddhism and we discussed some matters according to the Buddha's teaching. And now we can share the merits with the deities and we can wish them by the power of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, by the power of the merits, may they be well and happy. May all the deities attain final liberation. Say sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And also think about your departed relatives and friends, and wish them happy life. By the power of the merit, may all the departed relatives be well and happy. May they attain Nirvana. And also I wish you, I think most of you are students, and some others maybe completed their studies and they have family life. Somehow, for all of you, by the power of Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, may you be well and happy. May your upward path be smooth, sure and steady. May you attain Nirvana. Thank you very much. My part is